Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the fifth chapter of Maseches Brachos and beginning the sixth. The last Mishnah in the fifth chapter, Mishnah Hay, says, Hamispal v'tah simen ralo. Someone who davens and makes a mistake, it's a bad sign for him. V'im shliach tzibur hu simen ralo sholchav. And if he's the shliach tzibur, if he's the chazan, representing the congregation, then it's a bad sign for all those whom he represents. Mimnesha shlucha shal adam kamoso, because the messenger of a person is like the person himself. Amru alav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, it was said regarding Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shahayim ispala al hacholim ba'omer, zechai v'zemes. It was said that when he would pray for a sick person, he would know, he would be able to tell you, this one's going to live, this one is not going to be quite so fortunate. Amru lo, the people said to him, minayin ata yodea, how do you know? When you pray, how do you know who's going to live and who's going to perish? Amar lahem, he responded, im shagura tfilasi bapi, yodea ani shehu makubal. He said, if my prayer is sure in my mouth, then I know that he, the person, is accepted. Ve'im lav, yodea ani shehu matorof. And if not, then I know that he's lost, torn. Let's take a look in the Bart Nuro. Im shagura tfilasi, if my prayer is sure, sedura bapi b'merutze ve'eni nichshaba. If it's fluid, if it flows nicely in my mouth, then I make no mistakes in it. Shehu matorof, I know that he's lost. Shehachole matorof, the reference of this is that the sick person is lost. Kamo ach taruf taruf, that it's talking about in Bereishis with Yosef, when he was lost, surely he's torn. It's the same root as trefa, an animal that's torn in the field. Perish acher, another explanation. Lashon torfin lo tfilasa befanav. It's a language of saying that his prayer is all confused before him. Klomar, hatfila sheispalu alav miturefes v'turuda mimenu. It's sort of saying that the prayer that he said got all mixed up and confused before him, ve'enu mekubelis, and it wasn't accepted. That's the end of the fifth chapter. Let us begin now with the first Mishnah in Perek Vav. Ketzad mavarchin al haperos. How do we bless different types of produce? Al peros ha'ilan omer b'rei pri ha'etz. On fruit that grows on a tree, we say, blessed is God who makes the fruit of the tree. Chutz min ha'yayin, except for wine. Wine is made from grapes. Grapes are a fruit. So they have their own bracha. Shal ha'yayin omer b'rei pri ha'gafen. For wine, we say, blessed is God who brings forth the fruit of the vine. V'al peros ha'aretz, and on produce that grows from the ground, Omer Borei Pri Hadama, we say that God brings forth fruit from the earth. Chutz min hapas, except for bread. Bread is made from a grain. Grain grows from the ground. Shal pas hu Omer Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We say that God is the one who brings forth bread from the earth. Now, I understand your question. You're going to ask, what about mazonos? Hang tight. We'll come to that. V'al ha'yarakos omer, and on vegetables he says, b'rei pri ha'adama. For vegetables also, you would say, b'rei pri ha'adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'rei minei desaim. Rabbi Yehuda says that he would say a blessing that God brings forth different species of herbs. Let us take a look first in the Tosos Yantiv. Ketzad mavarchin, d'svar shemavarchin k'dei shelo yehenem meholam hazeh b'lo bracha. The idea underlying this is that a person may not partake from benefits in this world until he has said the appropriate blessing. Variksav deka adetanan beperakama lachtom v'shalo lachtom. And the Ri says that this is going after the idea stated in the first chapter, where we said that place where the Chachamim said to have a chasima, an ending brachata Hashem at a bracha, then you would have a chasima, and in a place where they said not to have a chasima, which would be a short bracha, like brachas on food, there you would not have a chasima. So that this is actually picking up from an idea first presented in the first chapter. But it couldn't get into it then and there, because first it had to complete the topic at hand, which was Kriyat Shema. So we had to get through all the Kriyat Shema and Shemona Esrei material before it could resume on the subject of which brachas are long and which brachas are short. Let's go over to the Bart Neuro. Ketzad Mevarachin. Okay, Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine. Shemitoch HaShivuso Kvulo Bracha La'atzmo V'chein HaPas. Because of its importance, because it's such a significant item, they made a blessing especially for it, and the same applies to bread. So we'll go from here back to the Tosfos Yontiv. It says, Dechsiv v'yayin yismach levav enosh. It quotes Tehillim. Let's see, it's Psalm 104, where it says that wine gladdens the heart of man. And then it also says, U'bapas dechsiv v'lechem levav enosh isad, that bread satisfies the heart of man. So we see from Tehillim that these two types of food are singled out for being particularly chashuv, important, and deserving of brachas of their own. Back to the Bar Neuro. Borei Minei Desa'im, Rabbi Huda's of the opinion that vegetables would have a special blessing on different species of herbs. L'fishi yesh bechlal pri ha'dama desa'im uzra'im kagon kitnios. There's different things included in fruit of the earth. For example, vegetables and seeds, like kidneys. So, you know, if you eat kidney beans, it's different than eating carrots, it's different than eating tomatoes. They're all different types of things. Rabbi Huda boy heker bracha l'chol min v'min. And Rabbi Huda says that you should have a special bracha for each different type of thing. So a root vegetable is not the same as a bean, and a bean is not the same as a fruit. So he feels that everything should have its own category of bracha. Ve'en halachak Rabbi Yehuda, but we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the final analysis. V'hadetanan al yirakos omer borei pri hadama. Now a little practical halacha, that which we said, that you would say borei pri hadama on vegetables, hanimila yirakos shedarchan la'achlan chayin va'achlan chayin. This is talking, for example, a vegetable which is commonly eaten raw, and you eat it raw. O shedarchan la'achlan mivushalim va'achlan mivushalim, or it's normally eaten cooked, and you eat it cooked. Aval osan shedarchan lachlan chayin of the achlan mevushalim, but if it's normally in raw and you're eating it cooked, o shedarchan lachlan mevushalim v'achlan chayin, or it's normally eaten cooked and you're eating it raw, enam avarach aleihen ela shahakol. If a vegetable is normally eaten raw and you eat it cooked, or if it's normally eaten cooked but you're eating it raw, then you wouldn't say v'rei pri hadama, because it's not a normal way to eat it. You would say shahakol, which, as we will see later, is the catch-all bracha for pretty much anything that goes in your mouth that's none of the above. So a person wouldn't normally take a raw potato and just take a bite out of it. So halacha lemaisa, you might actually end up saying shahakol on that rather than hadama. V'yirakos she'ochlan osan bein chayin bein mevushalim mevarchen aleihem borei pri hadama. And something that's eaten both raw and cooked, for example, carrots or tomatoes, they can be eaten anyway, then you would say borei pri hadama, however you eat them, bein chayin, bein mevushalim, whether you're eating them raw, whether you're eating them cooked. That is the end of the first Mishnah in the sixth chapter. Join us tomorrow when we'll be doing Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.